Good afternoon and evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Scott City Coaches Show here tonight on Mix 94 and also online at westernkansasnews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy, your host, studio engineer, back at the Mix 94 studios as Aaron Reyes as we talk more fall sports here for Scott City. Here is we are moving right along into the fall sports season. We'll talk all the fall sports here tonight, and we're going to go ahead and get things started right off the bat here with girls tennis as their season is wrapping up very quickly. In fact, tomorrow is their final varsity meet of the year before regionals. They go to Ellsworth tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we have a senior with us once again tonight, and Holly Wilcox is joining me here on the Coach's Show. And Holly, thanks for joining us here again, and how's it been going?
It's been going pretty good. How about you?
All right, thank you. Another week here. It's going fast, but guys had some pretty good competition last couple of matches, or meets, I should say, Saturday at Garden City, and yesterday at Colby. And of course, tomorrow you guys will go to Ellsworth. Talk about the last two meets for the varsity.
They've been pretty well. I think they have been really good competition, especially Garden City, since we had a lot of different teams that we haven't played against yet. And so I like playing against different people because it gives you better competition. You're not repetitively playing the same people. And so Garden City was a good place to go. And then yesterday we played some different teams, and they were really good, and I just liked the mix-up for different teams.
And, of course, you continue to play doubles here, and how was that for you on Saturday and yesterday?
It was really good. Her and I have definitely made some improvement, and I just feel like we're getting closer and closer to regionals, and we're getting better, so I'm really excited.
That's, once again, Senior Holly Wilcox and joining us here tonight. And take a look at you guys are going to be 4A. Have you faced a lot of those 4A teams that are going to be in your regional, or at least some of them?
Yeah, I think so. We've gone everywhere, and so we've played all sorts of different classification of schools, and so I think we're ready for it, and so I think we'll be fine.
And, of course, you're in doubles with Diana Rodriguez, and talk about some match by match how it's been for you guys.
We lose some and we win some, and I think, match by match, we keep improving, and if we do lose, we do know that we played really hard, and so we're able to stay consistent as far as playing hard and keeping each other going as far as motivating each other. So I think tomorrow and into regionals next week will be just fine.
And you mentioned tomorrow we go to Ellsworth, get a nice drive there to Ellsworth. That's a 3 o'clock start there. And talk about your final regular season meet in your high school career.
It's crazy to think that, but I'm really excited, and I think it'll be fun. And so I think Diana and I will just go in hard and play our best. And so at regionals, we'll get a good seed from our recent wins.
All right. And, of course, you have a lot of fairly new faces as well on varsity this year. Have you seen their improvement not only in practice but in meet competition?
Yeah, they've been really well, and it's cool to see them step up from JV to varsity.
All right, it's a pretty exciting time already. One more varsity meet, then boom, next week it's regionals. And Holly, once again, appreciate you stopping by. Good luck to you coming up the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, senior doubles player Holly Wilcox is joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And we have next up on the docket here, making another appearance here, and Emma Price. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing all right. Thank you. And thanks for joining us here. And how's it been so far here in the last couple of weeks for you?
It's been a tough competition, but me and Leah Arts, mm-hmm. we play doubles, and we've been able to pull through pretty well in the brackets.
All right. And, of course, with you playing doubles with her, you haven't played that long, have you, together?
No, this is actually, I've only played like probably 6 matches with her, and I went on and off for a while with my sister and Emily Buxton, mm-hmm. and actually I'm playing with Emily tomorrow too, so okay. I switch on and off a lot, but Leah's my main one.
All right, talk about what it's been like just playing with some different players there in doubles.
It's really fun to play against like seniors and juniors mm-hmm. and sophomores. And whenever I tell them I'm a freshman, they just get so shocked because they are surprised one's on varsity at like these 4A competitions now.
All right. Once again, it is freshman Emma Price joining us here. And talk about The communication, is it tough to adjust just the different teammates in doubles?
In singles, you just talk in your head to yourself. Mm-hmm. But in doubles, you have to, like, yell everything out and communicate with each other. Like when you switch sides, when you want to get a ball, so each of you are on a different side at once.
All right, and of course, looking forward here to Ellsworth tomorrow and then regionals next week. It should be a fun run here, and it seems like the season's, coming to an end this fast.
Yeah, I can't believe it, but I'm really lucky I have 3 more years of tennis mm-hmm. left ahead of me in high school.
It's been a pretty good year for you guys, and once again, Emma, appreciate you stopping by, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Emma Price joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, and yeah, get our next representative from the girls' tennis team, and it's assistant coach Steve Kacharik joining us here, and he'll get the headset up here and get all ready to go here. Once again, Scott City goes to Ellsworth for varsity. That wraps up the varsity portion of the season before regular season, before the 4A regional next week in McPherson. Coach, thanks for joining us here. And how's it been going for you?
Oh, real good. We wrap the season up tomorrow, as you've been saying, varsity season.
Yeah.
We have 2 more JV meets, but one varsity meet, and then regionals week from Friday. So we're down to it.
Yeah.
But we have a busy week. We had the usual tennis 3 a week, you know.
Yeah.
kind of thing, because we had Garden last Saturday and Colby yesterday and then Ellsworth tomorrow. So
talking about the last 2 meets that the Lady Beaver Tennis Squad has been part of here, and of course, Saturday Garden City and yesterday against probably some future foes in regional at Colby.
Yeah, when we went to Garden City, the girls, Mrs. Kacharik, myself, we were all very proud of how the girls played. They had a great, great day, great tournament. That was a very tough tournament. Some of the top players in the state were there in the 5 and 6A level. Now, we felt we did real well. I mean, people were finishing 5th and 6th and, you know, right in there, 7th. So I was happy with that. We went to Colby yesterday, and we only played Colby in one spot, really the only one. There were 2 teams there that we'll see at regionals, and that's Colby and Russell.
Okay.
And we only played Colby at one spot. We played Russell at a couple of matches, but so not too much, you know. But part of the problem is when you go up to 4A, you know, I'm sure cross country has the same deal. You want to get as competitive as you can. So we've been 3A, and so we've been competing 3, 2, 1A out here, try to get as good as we can get competition-wise at that, and then all of a sudden we go to 4A.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't just dump your schedule overnight and say, hey, Mr. Huck, can you reschedule? You know, we need 18 meets mm-hmm. if you could do that for us, and that's not happening.
Yeah.
So.
Would you like to maybe see him, I don't know, like to do with football, maybe for, like, cross-country tennis, maybe make it a 2-year cycle where they classify him?
Oh, you know, again, the big thing would be the schedule. Mm-hmm. And because of where we are, we would have to travel so far to play a wide 4A schedule that I don't want to do that. I mean, I would rather go play some really quality 3-2-1 mm-hmm. than go chasing all over the country to play 4A, you know. When you're closest to or Colby and then Russell – after that, you're going a long way,
yeah.
You know, and I why would I pass through some excellent 3A tennis, you know, to get to that 4A? So it really doesn't, mm-hmm. it really wouldn't help out for us at all, I don't think, but.
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know, we'd be glad to try it.
Yeah, maybe one of these days. Well, tomorrow, as mentioned, you go to Ellsworth. That's the final varsity tune-up. And then regionals at McPherson. Talk about the next 2 meets coming up here in the next 7-8 days.
Well, tomorrow we're going again, it's a thing of finding the best competition mm-hmm. you can. 3-2-1A at Ellsworth, you get to see people you've never seen before. We go to Hoisington early in the year. We play Hoisington, Central Plains, St. John's, teams we have never played before, you know. When we go to Phillipsburg or an Ellsworth, we're doing the same thing. We're looking for competition. We got Ellsworth will be there, Phillipsburg, Victoria, you know, some good 3A teams, 3-2-1, and that's what we're looking for, somebody new. You know, you can only get so good playing the same people 7-8 times a year, you know. Then you get really good at playing them.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Absolutely. And, of course, guys, once again, tomorrow at Ellsworth at 3 o'clock should be a good one there, a good competition. And, Coach, thanks for joining us
here.
And it's nice of you to fill in for your wife on her birthday. Give her the evening off, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, absolutely. No, we've got some we're trying to get rid of a car, actually. She's taking care of that because she knows where all the paperwork is, and I don't know anything. But, we'll go with that, on her birthday thing.
Yeah.
Works for me. Thanks, Adam.
Cross country as they competed last Saturday in Lawrence at Rimrock Farm there, and kind of a messy day there, sounded like there in Lawrence. Rainy, sloppy, but the kids survived it all, and head coach Kevin Reese coming to talk about it here. And, Coach, thanks for joining us here, and how have you been doing?
Oh, we've been doing good, Adam.
Good. All right. Last Saturday, I mentioned earlier, you guys ran in Lawrence there, just outside there at Rimrock Farm, kind of a cross-country-only course, maybe in anticipation of running there for state, but due to moving up to 4A, it's just a one-time trip there. You guys will be running at state in Wamego this year. But kind of go back to last Saturday. How did it turn out for you guys?
Well, like you said, it was a little bit slippery and sloppy out there. I think as far as the runners go, they had a good time. Times, honestly, weren't that great. But considering the conditions, I was very happy, honestly, with how we did. When the conditions are like that and they're running through, you know, sloppy mud and they can't really go full out down the hills without, you know, probably landing on their rear ends and things like that. The main thing I told them is be safe out there, take care of themselves. We didn't want to walk away with any injuries. So we came away healthy. And honestly, you know, we competed. As far as a team, our boys ended up, I think, 15th overall out of over 40 teams.
Wow.
Girls, 23rd out of about 40 teams. So, you know, and that's some of the better teams in not just Kansas, but in, you know, really the mid-state area. So okay. I was pretty happy with that.
Now, about how many of those were probably teams that you would see maybe in regionals or state?
As far as 4A now, the only team I really saw up there that I – can see us potentially running against at some point is Mulvane. They're not going to be at our regional. I guess, you know, honestly, a lot of the teams we ran against were 3A teams that we would have competed against had we stayed 3A. But, you know, it's hard to really get much of a feel for, you know, how it's going to go at the 4A level.
Yeah.
I did get a chance to look through some of the teams that we will also be competing against at McPherson. There's definitely some teams there that we've seen before. You know, we got Hugoton that, you know, has a very quality team. Ulysses that we saw already this year. Goodland's going to be there. Colby's going to be there. So a lot of our league teams will be competing against. And considering we honestly haven't been at full strength, at least on the boys' side yet, you know, we've either had people not running or sick, and a variety of other things. So hopefully here in the next few weeks we'll get things, you know, kind of solidified and be able to go in there and give it everything we got.
Once again, head coach Kevin Reese representing cross country joining us here tonight from Scott County, Edward and Scott City. And yeah, you take a look at tomorrow, your last Thursday meet of the year. It's at Nest City, 4 o'clock time there. And talk about the competition. Always some really good teams from the area that are going to be at Nest City, from Scott City down to Tribune Greeley County.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those meets where we see a lot of the smaller schools, you know, lots of 1A, 2A schools. doesn't mean there isn't good competition there. Basically means, you know, as a team, sometimes we do maybe a little bit better than even we should because those smaller schools have a hard time fielding full quality teams. But, you know, they always have one or two individuals from each school that, you know, can compete. So what I tell, you know, these guys, you know, don't go into that just thinking that these are little schools and you're going to walk all over them, because that generally doesn't happen.
And is it the golf course there up north of town?
Yeah, it's out there. It's usually pretty dry, and, you know, we've had some meets out there where it's been incredibly windy. Who knows what's going to happen? You never know. You know, supposedly there's a front about to blow through here tomorrow, so, you know, it could be similar conditions tomorrow. I said pack for about any possible weather conditions, and we'll just see what happens. You know, we're at that point of the season where, you know, we have to start dropping our times regardless of the conditions. And, you know, we just kind of have to look ahead to the, you know, that 4A, just like with tennis. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't reminisce about how it would have been had it been 3A. We have to just up the level of our competition if we want to, you know, compete at that level. And we'll see how it goes.
Do you feel maybe your team, or do you feel like your team is at the position you want them at this time of year?
Probably not, you know, not overall. You know, certain runners, I think, are starting to take form. But I got runners on both the girls' and the boys' teams that I think still have a lot of room for improvement. But, you know, it's that time where we have to start seeing that improvement. We're a relatively short season, not quite as short as tennis. But, you know, we're going to be done here in about 3 or 4 weeks. And that's not a lot of time to drop your times. You know, this is the point where you're either in shape or you're not, and you know it's most of what you do from here on out is challenging yourself more physically and mentally, and just going with what you have.
All right. Once again, Scott City running at Nest City tomorrow afternoon. That begins at around 4 o'clock. And once again, Coach, I appreciate you coming by once again, and best of luck to your team tomorrow.
Hey, thanks.
All right, once again, Head Coach Kevin Reese joining us here tonight. We have a couple of the Scott City cross country runners here as well. And we'll get the first representative there. And go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Irvin Lozano.
All right, Irvin, how's it been going so far this year?
It's been good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And talk about last weekend running at the Florence Rimrock.
It was muddy.
Muddy and
it was slippery.
Yeah. A little bit more of a challenge than you anticipated going in?
Yeah, it seemed more like a warrior dash.
Well, maybe one of these days you'll get more of those, right?
I hope not.
Well, how many years have you been running in varsity level cross country?
This will be my second year.
Second year, and what grade are you?
Sophomore.
Sophomore, all right. And talk about probably where you are this year compared to this time last year.
Last year I was in a lot better shape than I am now, and I wish that wouldn't happen.
Sometimes it just happens that way, but do you feel like you continue to improve week by week?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so talk about this team this year that Scott City has. Of course, going to be competing in 4A, and do you feel like this team has still a lot to improve on?
Yeah, we can improve a lot, and I believe a lot in the freshmen this year, because this week Seth showed up a lot, staying up with me and Eddie and Miguel.
Okay. You're part of the front pack, I take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about what's that like, kind of being up there toward the front with the team-wise.
Me and Eddie and Miguel and Heath challenged each other a lot to push each other to become better.
All right. And maybe who are some of the ones that really surprised you this year?
Chance Jones and Seth Cardenas.
All right. And okay, well, looking to Nest City tomorrow, what's the goal time there?
Under 19.
Under 19?
No 18s, probably.
No 18s? Well, you never know. But it should be a good one tomorrow afternoon, and then you have a couple more till regionals in a few weeks. It's going fast, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Once again, Irvin, thanks for joining us here, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Now they move headset over. It's Junior Macy Davis joining us here, and thanks again for joining us here this evening. Macy, how's it been going?
It's been going pretty good.
That's good. Well, last week, what was the experience like for you running at Rimrock?
It was really different than anything I'd ever run before, yeah. But it was a good experience to have.
Did you like running in the mud and all that?
I liked the cooler weather,
yeah.
But the mud made it a little bit difficult.
Now, was it raining while you guys were running?
It rained through the first mile, and then it kind of quit during our race.
Did you kind of like it? Did it cool off a little bit, I guess, running in, during the race when it rained?
Yeah.
Well, how's the season been overall for you?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah. Varsity-wise, what's it been like with the rest of the teammates?
We have a pretty competitive team this year because we have Jadrin, who's really surprised us since she wasn't able to run last year. But I think we've placed at 2 or 3 meets so far.
All right. Talking about the team in general, and guys are kind of upperclassmen heavy, aren't you, on the girls' side?
Yeah, we have 4 seniors, and then I'm the junior, and we have a sophomore.
All right. Yeah, not a whole lot of underclassmen, but what's it been like kind of being one of the older or veterans on the crew?
It's really weird because I'm used to just following them, but now I have to set a little bit of an example.
Yeah, and what are some of those examples you've set so far?
You just have to show that you work hard, even if you don't like feel very good. You still have to keep running. Don't ever walk.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be a good thing, would it?
No.
All right. What's the goal rest of the season? Not only for you, but of course with the competition coming up.
I really want to break 19 tomorrow at Ness City, and I think I have the possibility of doing that. And I hope we can qualify for state as a girls' team.
Pretty cool there, and to do that, because have you been to some of the state meets before?
I've never been to one before.
I hear they're pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully guys can make it this year and do that here in a few weeks, but still starts tomorrow, Ness City, another time to improve and get better as a team. And once again, Macy, appreciate you joining us here tonight, and good luck to you rest of the way this year.
Thank you.
Well, we'll go ahead and talk with couple of the representatives from the football team. Who gets to get the headset first? It's going to be junior Sloan Baker, who's going to join us here first, playing tight end and linebacker for the Beavers. And Sloan, thanks for joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. And Sloan, first year playing a varsity and playing extended role of varsity, starting outside linebacker, coming in as well, playing tight end. And how's it been so far for you through the first 4 games?
It's been, there's has some times it's been rough, but then other times you just got to work through and then keep on pushing.
Well, going through the season, 3-1 so far, it's been a pretty good season, tough loss to Ulysses, but overall, you feel like the team has been making consistent improvements?
Oh, yeah, we're just going to have that little bump in the road and then keep on trucking.
Once again, Sloan Baker joining us here tonight, and talk about last week, a tough loss at Ulysses, close game for the half there on 12-6. And talk about this week of practice, kind of coming off that loss last week.
Oh, yeah, we've definitely had a better practice than the last week, and we're ready for this game.
Of course, you play outside linebacker on defense and tight end on offense. Where's your favorite position?
Oh, depends what kind of offense we're running. If we're running some power plays on defense, I like to get in there and blow stuff up.
All right, and how have you felt you've done at your outside linebacker spot this year?
I think I've improved a lot, but I'm never going to get a big head. I'm going to keep on working hard.
All right, and you had a nice catch the other night in the JV game and against Ulysses. Talk about, of course, playing on the varsity as well with in that tight end position.
Yeah, coach puts me in a lot, even if it's a play that it's a pass or if it's a run. He thinks I can do it all probably. But, yeah, I like that position. It's fun.
All right. Goals for you. Where do you think maybe you need to improve on the most, and what are some goals the rest of the year?
Definitely my run plays and tight end. I need to work on my blocking. It's been different, but it can definitely happen.
All right. Sloan, once again, I appreciate you stopping by here, and keep up the good work, and good luck to you the rest of the year. There we go. Sloan Baker joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Now we'll talk to our second junior here, and Chance Yeager to join us here. He's kind of played a variety of positions this year on the field on both offense and defense. And How's it been for you so far this year?
It's been a step up from last year, and I enjoy it. So,
and is it? Did it seem a lot quicker for you in the early go?
Oh yeah, fast paced. I need to make sure I stay in shape, good D tackle and running back. I run a lot. So.
Yeah, you're probably one of the smaller D tackles we've seen in the area. What's that like down there amongst the big boys down in the trenches?
I think the big boys they kind of overlook me at first, but I'm not going to overpower someone. I need to use my quickness to get around them. So.
All right, and how do you feel that you've done on that so far?
I've done good. I just need to make sure I stay low and don't get blown back. But besides that, I think I'm doing pretty good.
Of course, that's defense there, the defensive tackle position. And then on offense, you play a variety of different positions. Talk about your offensive experiences so far this year.
Last year I played a lot of JV running back, and it's a lot different this year. The guys I'm going against are a lot bigger and a lot faster, so I need to make sure I stay quick on my feet and tuck that ball away.
Yeah, you've had some pretty good runs this year on offense as well. And what's so far been your probably your favorite game through the first four?
I'd have to say probably the Holcomb game. I think we all stepped it up that game, and it was definitely a big game because it's Holcomb, and we enjoy beating them. So.
Well, this week you have a team, Hugoton, coming to town, and talk about preparing for maybe a little bit of a different style of game with Hugoton.
Well, I think we just need to come out strong. We've had good practices, so I think we'll definitely do good. I just don't want to let the team down and let the city down on homecoming. So.
Well, it should be a fun game Friday night, 7:30 kickoff. It's going to be, sounds like it might be a little cooler than what you've had in practice this week.
Yeah, it's been pretty hot this week.
You like those cooler games?
Yeah, I do. That way I'm not completely drenched in sweat by the end of the game, but I don't know how other people like it. So.
All right. Well, it's been a pretty good run for you this year. And Scott City, of course, homecoming us Friday night with Hugoton. And Chance, once again, appreciate you joining us here tonight. Good luck to you the rest of the way.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, that's Junior Chance Yeager stopping by once again here tonight at Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And bring up head coach Glenn O'Neill here. Once again, Beavers game five of the season. This is the midway points, and halftime will be the – if you want to break it down, be the exact midway point. And head coach Glenn O'Neill joins us here at Scott County Hardware. And coach, thanks for joining us here. And how things been going?
Well, we've had a good week. They've come out with their heads up, and you know we're trying to bounce back from something that hasn't happened to us very often, which is get beat during the regular season. You know, we've had good leadership by the seniors, and the junior class has stepped up. So you know, real happy with the week. Now we need to make it pay off on a Friday.
You know, last Friday night, tough loss to Ulysses, 25-6. But you know, I thought the team played very hard through the ball game, even though they were down most of the way.
Oh, we played hard. I don't know if we were exactly lined up where we needed to be a couple times on offense and defense. You know, so the mental aspect of that part, you know, come to you know kind of get us. And throughout the week, you know, as a coaching staff, we felt like we were a day behind all week long. We were just, you know, not where we wanted to be, not where we needed to be. And when we come out on Friday, you know, that first couple drives in offense, we played really well defensive-wise. You know, just kind of tough to simulate what Ulysses runs on offense in practice with kids that are not as big and as fast and, you know, have run the system as long as Ulysses has. But overall, you know, I can't complain at all about it, how hard our guys played. You know, they busted their tail and they tried to play hard, and you know we just made some mental mistakes that cost us with some plays.
Well, it's kind of interesting the fact that you played a team Ulysses that they run up to the ball quick and they snap it quicker. It seems like it's kind of tough for a defense to get set in that type of situation.
Well, we made some mistakes here. I mean, if we had to do it over again, we would have probably. You know, try to find their wing back instead of their tight end as far as, you know, the strong side. You know, that's something that you kind of put into the, you know, memory book, you know, for the next time you play them the next year. But, you know, they try to run up there and then they go on, a hard count and go on that second or third and try to drive you off sides also. So, I mean, our guys showed a little bit of discipline. There's probably only about two or three plays where we're still moving around on the snap, and one of them got us big at the end with about a 30-yard touchdown run that, you know, we had a defensive end and the outside linebacker both trying to get to the other side while the ball was snapped, and they kind of interfered with the inside linebackers. You know, probably would have been better off just to stay on their own side and play, you know, a different technique than what they're used to. But, you know, they've played those positions before. So, you know, once again, a learning experience. And we got a lot of guys that, you know, every week, you know, something's brand new to them, you know, as far as a play on the field, as far as an adjustment that they have to make. And, yeah, well, we knew with our lack of experience coming in that, you know, those things were going to happen throughout the season. And, you know, by the time we get to game number 6 or 7, which is going to be the start of the district game 7, you know, you want those things done with. You know, so, I mean, if we can learn by our mistakes right now, we'll get to the district. You know, hopefully that'll kind of pay off for us where we can, you know, run through the district and make another playoff run.
Once again, head coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here. And you've had battled some sickness and injuries last week. And, of course, had the sickness, like I mentioned. And how's that been so far this week?
Well, I think that the illness has been a little bit better. Alex Snyder missed Monday with, you know, some cruddy stuff in the chest. But as far as the injuries go, you know, we're making strides. You know, with Braden Strine, you know, got a little glue on the old chin the other night from a little cut. You know, his elbow is a little bit better than what it has been. You know, Martin Goff suffered an elbow injury that kind of numbed up his shoulder and, you know, his hand. So that's why he didn't carry the ball quite as much in the second half the other day. He's getting a little bit better. You know, with that Trey, we'll probably hold him out of defense unless it's an obvious, you know, long passing situation. You know, we'd like for him probably not to play any defense for a couple, 3 weeks or so. You know, which gives the opportunity for somebody else to come in and play the corner and the safety. But, you know, they got to be able to make some plays also. And, you know, it's something that he doesn't want to do, but at the same time, it's something that's probably necessary to try to get him healthy, you know, for the district and into the playoffs. And, you know, kind of thinking around, there's, you know, we got the obvious, you know, bumps and bruises that everybody does, you know, going into game number 5.
Well, game number 5 is Hugoton here, and they're also a 3-1 team and had a big win against Colby last Friday night. Hugoton, a lot of seniors on their team this year.
Yeah, we're counting up, you know, on their offense. They start 9 seniors, you know, and defensive-wise, so they're probably, you know, 7 to 8, depending on, you know, what lineup they have in there. You know, this is a class they've been waiting for since, you know, their other good class, which was about 4 years ago when they made a short playoff run, but they ran into a really good, you know, Bueller team. You know, but they were really good that year and running about the same offense, maybe a little bit different backfield setup, but, you know, still running the same philosophy with the Veer and the midline option. And this is a group that has a bunch of nice-looking athletes. I mean, you know, they're 6'1", 195 pounds, and, you know, they got the kids that are maybe not quite as tall that are pretty stocky, got some quickness to them. And, you know, so this is a team that, you know, as the middle school kids kind of rolled through everybody. And, you know, so they've been waiting for those guys to grow up and, you know, waiting for last year's, you know, Scott City senior class to get out of the way so that they thought they can, you know, make a big push. And, you know, kind of stumbled a little bit that first game against Goodland, but, you know, since then, you know, they have rolled through. They, you know, beat Holcomb in a pretty tight game, and then they come back and with Guyman and with Colby, you know, put up over 100 points in the 2 games together and just, you know, got their offense clicking. I think they had 600 yards offense last week.
Wow. Take a look at the league in general. Of course, you have 2 more league games left. I mean, it just kind of shows the parity in the league right now. You mentioned Goodland beating Hugoton in week 1, and Hugoton beats Holcomb, and then Holcomb goes up to beat Goodland. I mean, it's just kind of interesting how the parity is this year.
Well, the Holcomb-Hugoton game is really hard to read with the injuries. You know, yeah. You got Tucker, who is you know, probably a good 65% of Holcomb's offense. You know, he got to play about 4 series, and he was out before the end of the first quarter. And then, you know, Rich Meyer, their fullback, who's a really tough kid, you know, was out shortly after halftime. And then their other wingback, you know, went out in the 3rd quarter also. And it's still a 14-6 game going into the last couple minutes of the game. And, you know, so sometimes when the other team's best player goes out, you know, you kind of relax yourself. So it's really hard to take anything out of that game with Hugoton. But at the same time, you know, we know they're a very solid bunch, and they're well coached, and they play hard. And, you know, that's half the battle right there, being, you know, having the ability to play hard all the way through the game. So, you know, a lot of respect for this class as far as, you know, football kids. And we know they're going to come up here and, you know, give us their best shot. And, you know, they're probably thinking, man, we've been taking a whipping by Scott City for 3 years. Now we're seniors. You know, now it's our turn. And, you know, our seniors are thinking just the opposite. No, it's still not your turn. You know, so, you know, let's get past the homecoming festivities and kind of, you know, focus in on the football part. And, you know, if the weather cooperates a little bit, which it's going to be definitely changed like you talked about it, you know, we don't care about the cold as long as we don't have a wet ball out there and, you know, don't have a 40-mile-an-hour wind blowing in your face. You know, we'll take the cold. Our kids kind of like to play in that weather. And, you know, as coaches, after you kind of get past that initial, you know, chill, you know, it's pretty nice to coach in it too.
You bet. And once again, Friday night, back home for the first of two straight home games, and this one is against Hugoton, 7:30 kickoff at Darner Field. And Coach, once again, we appreciate you stopping by, and best luck to you guys on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.